The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Tuesday, Good News Day has arrived. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. Today is the commemoration of St. Vincent Ferrer. Born in 1350, he became a Dominican in Spain. At 19, he was ordained a priest by Cardinal Peter de Luna. Now, the Western Schism divided Christianity first between two, then three popes. Clement VII lived at Avignon, France, Urban VI in Rome. In the service of Cardinal de Luna, Vincent worked to persuade Spaniards to follow Clement. When Clement died, Cardinal de Luna was elected at Avignon and became Benedict XIII. Now, Vincent took up the work of simply going through the world preaching Christ, though he felt that any renewal in the church depended on healing the schism. Vincent tried unsuccessfully in 1408 and 1415 to persuade his former friend to resign. He became convinced that Benedict XIII was not the true pope. Benedict fled for his life. The Council of Constance ended the schism. St. Vincent Ferrer died in 1419. St. Vincent Ferrer, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Dear Lord, I do not know what will happen to me today. I only know that nothing will happen that was not foreseen by you and directed to my greater good from all eternity. I adore your holy and unfathomable plans and submit to them with all my heart for love of you, the Pope, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. A few weeks ago, there was a huge controversy in the internet and social media world. The Man in the Middle of the Storm is a popular podcaster, perhaps the most viewed podcaster in the world, by the name of Joe Rogan. And it was based on some interview that he had done with one of the leading scientists in terms of vaccine technology. But what was of interest to me, and even more fascinating, was an interview he did with another famous podcaster and a clinical psychologist by the name of Jordan Peterson. Both men identify as agnostics, with Joe Rogan, I'd say, leaning towards atheism, while Jordan Peterson leaning towards Catholicism. And Jesus, I would like to pray for these two men to find their way home to the Catholic faith. At one point during the interview, Jordan Peterson introduced into the interview texts taken from the Bible, which happened to be exactly the text that we have today in the readings. While he was making a psychological point, the exegesis that he did was fascinating. And here, Jesus, I would like to jump into today's gospel taken from John chapter 8, in which you have some very powerful words today. You have this interview with the Pharisees that certainly doesn't seem so friendly. You say to them, I am going away. You will look for me and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. Then John tells us that the Jews say to one another, will he kill himself? Is that what he means by saying, where I'm going, you cannot come? But Jesus, you went on to say the following. You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I have told you already, you will die in your sins. Yes, if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. And Jesus, I would like to pause here and just note that in no uncertain terms, you make a claim to be divine, to be God. Just to be clear, you say, yes, if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. I am He, making reference to the I Am of the Old Testament in Exodus 3:14, when Yahweh reveals His name. I am who am, the I Am of the burning bush. And in case anyone missed the point, you go on to repeat that same phrase in this same gospel when you say that when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He and that I do nothing of myself. What the Father has taught me is what I preach. Pretty powerful words, Lord Jesus. And in front of such words, I can only bow in adoration when I hear your name, Jesus. But in today's prayer, Lord, I wanted to focus more on your words when you say, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, lifted up. And that takes me back to that other interview of Jordan Peterson and Joe Rogan. And Jordan Peterson was explaining that event that took place in the desert wanderings, when you're told that the Israelites complained and they spoke against God and against Moses. And they complained to Moses and told him, why did you bring us out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? And they also expressed their dissatisfaction with their food. At that point, God sent fiery serpents among the people, and their bite brought death to many in Israel. At that point, the people went to Moses and said to him that they have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against Moses. And so they asked Moses to intercede for them so that the Lord can save them from those serpents. It was at this point that Jordan Peterson said that you would expect God to call off the snakes. But instead, he did something rather interesting, which was to tell Moses to make a fiery serpent and to put it on a standard, and that if anyone is bitten and looks at it, he shall live. At this point, Jordan Peterson explained a doctrine of psychotherapy, which is, look at what you're terrified of, and you'll be braver. He will later say that bravery is better than safety. Lord Jesus, many times we never want to hear about temptations. Not only do we desire a temptation-free life, but also a life without suffering. However, it is only the other day that we read about the temptations that you went through, Lord Jesus, in the wilderness. You also tell us that whoever wants to follow you must take up his cross every day and follow you. So temptations and the cross are simply a part of life. And not just that, but that they can bring us closer and closer to you if we accept them according to your terms. Jesus, one of the things that almost made me fall off my chair was when Jordan Peterson started speaking about the way of the cross and our Blessed Mother Mary. With regard to your crucifixion, Lord Jesus, he will say that it is impossible to have a more tragic story because the cross was the most painful way of dying. The Romans had invented it to punish political miscreants, and it was that slow, agonizing death by suffocation and by dehydration and exposure. And then he goes on to point out to the different kinds of snakes, as it were. For example, that, Lord, you are betrayed by your best friend, that your people turned against you, that they were led by a tyrant who doubts truth, that you are a victim of the Roman Empire, that you are completely innocent and everyone knows it, and yet they choose to have a criminal released instead of you. And Lord, this is what the way of the cross helps us do. It helps us to contemplate in each of the stations the pain, the agony that you went through. And not just to do it as a distant character 2,000 years out, but to do it like one more character in the scene, like St. Jose Maria wrote. And so, Jesus, in these days of Lent, I ask for the grace to have this capacity to enter into the scenes of the Gospel as one more character, and to contemplate you in the way of the cross, and to see the ugliness of my sins that are the real cause of your crucifixion. With regard to temptations, Lord Jesus, give me the courage to face them with your grace, like you in the desert. And when it comes to carrying my cross, may I embrace it like you embraced your cross. And with your grace and my cooperation, I shall carry it every day and follow you closely. May I not run away from my cross. And that way, Lord Jesus, I shall carry my cross squarely on my shoulders and follow you wherever you go. And going back to that analogy of Jordan Peterson of the different kinds of snakes that you faced, Jesus, as we contemplate you on this way of the cross, he says they're not just any sort of snakes, but they're the worst kinds of snakes. But then he said something which is even more powerful, let's say, because he says that when we see all that, when we see this death, this destruction, this pain, this frailty, we should look harder. And he says, look harder, look harder. What do you see? The death and resurrection. If you look far enough into the abyss, we shall see the light of the resurrection. And so Jesus, even as I carry my cross, even as I face temptations, sustain me in that hope, the hope of the resurrection, because you have given us that assurance that the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. And as I was saying, Jordan Peterson also spoke about Our Lady. He spoke about her in the context of the Pietà, that is, that of the sorrowful mother holding her son who has just been brought down from the cross. And there we see what Jordan Peterson calls the motherly courage, the capacity of a mother to give a child to the world. And never has there been a courageous woman like the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we turn to her and ask her, Mother of Sorrows, pray for us. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into practice. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 17 past the hour on Daybreak. It's Daybreak for Tuesday, April 5th, 2022, Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin this day of prayer now as we join with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor.
Lord, why do you stand afar off and hide yourself in times of distress? The poor man is devoured by the pride of the wicked. He is caught in the schemes that others have made. For the wicked man boasts of his heart's desires. The covetous blasphemes and spurns the Lord. In his pride, the wicked says, "He will not punish. There is no God." Such are his thoughts. His path is ever untroubled. Your judgment is far from his mind. His enemies he regards with contempt, he thinks. Never shall I falter. Misfortune shall never be my lot. His mouth is full of cursing, guile, oppression, mischief, and deceit under his tongue. He lies in wait among the reeds. The innocent he murders in secret. His eyes are on watch for the helpless man. He lurks in hiding like a lion in his lair. He lurks in hiding to seize the poor. He seizes the poor man and drags him away. He crouches, preparing to spring, and the helpless fall beneath his strength. He thinks in his heart. God forgets. He hides his face. He does not see.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is just. He will defend the poor.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow.
Arise then, Lord, lift up your hand. O God, do not forget the poor. Why should the wicked spurn the Lord and think in his heart, "He will not punish"? But you have seen the trouble and sorrow. You note it. You take it in hand. The helpless trusts himself to you, for you are the helper of the orphan. Break the power of the wicked and the sinner. Punish his wickedness till nothing remains. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen shall perish from the land he rules. Lord, you hear the prayer of the poor. You strengthen their hearts. You turn your ear to protect the rights of the orphan and oppressed, so that mortal man may strike terror no more.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Rise up, Lord, in defense of your people. Do not hide your face from our troubles. Father of orphans, wealth of the poor, we rejoice in making you known. May we find comfort and security in times of pain and anxiety.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
Help, O Lord, for good men have vanished. Truth has gone from the sons of men. Falsehood they speak to one another, with lying lips and with a false heart. May the Lord destroy all lying lips, the tongue that speaks high-sounding words, those who say, "Our tongue is our strength." Our lips are our own. Who is our master? For the poor who are oppressed and the needy who groan, I myself will arise, says the Lord. I will grant them the salvation for which they thirst. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. It is you, O Lord, who will take us in your care and protect us forever from this generation. See how the wicked prowl on every side, while the worthless are prized highly by the sons of men.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Your light is true light, Lord, and your truth shines like the day. Direct us to the salvation through your life-giving words. May we be saved by always embracing your word.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
This is the favorable time.
This is the day of salvation.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Holy brothers who share a heavenly calling, fix your eyes on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we acknowledge in faith, who was faithful to him who appointed him. Moses, too, was faithful in all God's household. But Jesus is more worthy of honor than he, as the founder of a house is more honorable than the house itself. Every house is founded by someone, but God is the founder of all. Moses was faithful in all God's household, as a servant charged with the task of witnessing to what would be spoken. But Christ was faithful as the Son placed over God's house. It is we who are that house, if we hold fast to our confidence and the hope of which we boast. Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as at the revolt in the day of testing in the desert, when your fathers tested and tried me, and saw my works for 40 years. Because of this I was angered with that generation, and I said, they have always been of erring heart, and have never known my ways. Thus I swore in my anger, they shall never enter into my rest. Take care, my brothers, lest any of you have an evil and unfaithful spirit and fall away from the living God. Encourage one another daily, while it is still today, so that no one grows hardened by the deceit of sin. We have become partners of Christ only if we maintain to the end that confidence with which we began. When Scripture says, today if you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts as at the revolt. Who were those that revolted when they heard that voice? Was it not all whom Moses had led out of Egypt? With whom was God angry for 40 years? Was it not those who had sinned, whose corpses fell in the desert? To whom but to the disobedient did he swear that they would not enter into his rest? We see, moreover, that it was their unbelief that kept them from entering. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As a faithful son, Christ looks after his Father's house.
And we are that house.
Through him, the whole fabric is bound together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
And we are that house.
From a sermon by St. Leo the Great, Pope. Our understanding, which is enlightened by the Spirit of Truth, should receive with purity and freedom of heart the glory of the cross as it shines in heaven and on earth. It should see with inner vision the meaning of the Lord's words when he spoke of the imminence of his passion. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. And afterward he said, Now my soul is troubled. And what am I to say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your Son. When the voice of the Father came from heaven, saying, I have glorified him and will glorify him again, Jesus said in reply to those around him, It was not for me that this voice spoke, but for you. Now is the judgment of the world. Now will the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself. How marvelous the power of the cross! How great beyond all telling the glory of the passion! Here is the judgment seat of the Lord, the condemnation of the world, the supremacy of Christ crucified. Lord, you drew all things to yourself, so that the devotion of all peoples everywhere might celebrate in a sacrament made perfect and visible what was carried out in the one temple of Judea under obscure foreshadowings. Now there is a more distinguished order of Levites, a greater dignity for the rank of elders, a more sacred anointing for the priesthood, because your cross is the source of all blessings, the cause of all graces. Through the cross, the faithful receive strength from weakness, glory from dishonor, life from death. The different sacrifices of animals are no more. The one offering of your body and blood is the fulfillment of all the different sacrificial offerings. For you are the true Lamb of God. You take away the sins of the world. In yourself you bring to perfection all mysteries, so that as there is one sacrifice in place of all other sacrificial offerings, there is also one kingdom gathered from all peoples. Dearly beloved, let us then acknowledge what Saint Paul, the teacher of the nations, acknowledged so exultantly. There is a saying worthy of trust, worthy of complete acceptance. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. God's compassion for us is all the more wonderful because Christ died not for the righteous or the holy, but for the wicked and the sinful. And though the divine nature could not be touched by the sting of death, he took to himself through his birth as one of us something he could offer on our behalf. The power of his death once confronted our death. In the words of Hosea the prophet, Death, I shall be your death. Grave, I shall swallow you up. By dying, he submitted to the laws of the underworld. By rising again, he destroyed them. He did away with the everlasting character of death, so as to make death a thing of time, not of eternity. As all die in Adam, so all will be brought to life in Christ.
Christ has canceled the decree that was against us by nailing it to the cross.
He disarmed the principalities and powers and made of them a public spectacle, leading them off captive in his triumphal procession.
When you have lifted up the Son of Man, you will know that I am he.
He disarmed the principalities and powers and made of them a public spectacle, leading them off captive in his triumphal procession.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, perseverance in obeying your will, that in our days the people dedicated to your service may grow in both merit and number. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
22 minutes before the hour, we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, Jesus predicts to the Pharisees his departure from this world. As you might guess, the Pharisees don't quite get it. It's from the eighth chapter of the Gospel of John.
I go away, and you will seek me, and die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come.
Will he kill himself? Since he says, where I am going, you cannot come.
You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am he.
Who are you?
Even what I have told you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true. And I declare to the world what I have heard from him.
They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father.
When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak thus as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to him.
As he spoke thus, many believed in him.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Do you ever use some kind of little memory crutch, something to help you remember something later on? Well, you know, you can do the same thing with prayer. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. God wants ordinary Christians to be situated right in the midst of society, Christians who are diligent in their jobs, carrying out work that will generally occupy them from morning to night. Jesus expects that, as well as contemplating him and talking to him at the times expressly set aside for prayer, we should not forget the people we love or those things we consider important to us. That is why each of us must be a soul of prayer at all times, at every opportunity, and in the most varied circumstances, because God never abandons us. It is not a proper Christian attitude to look upon friendship with God only as a last resort. Do we think it normal to ignore or neglect the people we love? Obviously not. Those we love figure constantly in our conversations, desires, and thoughts. We hold them ever present. So it should be with God. Often, in order to keep Jesus present during the day, we will need to make use of those human devices, those ejaculations, acts of love and reparation, spiritual communion, glances at a picture of Our Lady, and some human means to remind us that some time has gone by, too much for love, during which we have not turned to our Lord, Our Lady, our guardian angel. They are always simple things, but very effective ones. It happens to all of us that when we want to remember something during the day, we find a means of ensuring that we do not forget it. If we take the same interest in remembering our Lord, we will fill our day with little reminders, little ideas that will lead us to keep him present. A father or mother away from home takes a photograph of the family so as to keep them in mind throughout the journey. How is it that we don't carry an image of Our Lady in our wallet or handbag so that when we look at her, we can say, Mother, my mother? Why not have to hand a crucifix, which will help us to offer atonement, to kiss it discreetly, to look at it when we find our study or our work more than usually trying? These possible reminders, the resources for keeping presence of God, are countless, because love is creative. They will be different for a doctor about to start an operation, and for a mother who perhaps at the same time of day is beginning to tidy up the house. One day in heaven, each of us will see how having had recourse to our guardian angel was a great help in carrying out our work. A bus driver will have his human devices. He will know very well, for example, when he is closest to Jesus because he happens to be passing the walls of a church. And the dressmaker who stays in the same place all day will have hers. And all will be done with a matter-of-fact and cheerful spirit without their being overwhelmed, but with love. Ejaculatory prayers do not hinder your work, just as the beating of your heart does not impede the movements of the body. Bit by bit, if we persevere, we will reach a point where being in the presence of God becomes our normal and natural state, although we will always have to put up a determined struggle to stay there. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. It's available at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, we pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord.
The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. King of glory, Lord of power and might, cleanse our hearts from all sin. Preserve the innocence of our hands and keep our minds from vanity, so that we may deserve your blessing in your holy place.
The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord.
Praise the Eternal King in all your deeds.
Praise the Eternal King in all your deeds.
Blessed be God who lives forever because his kingdom lasts for all ages.
For he scourges and then has mercy. He casts down to the depths of the nether world and he brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape his hand.
Praise him, you Israelites, before the Gentiles. For though he has scattered you among them, he has shown you his greatness even there.
Exalt him before every living being, because he is the Lord our God, our Father and God forever.
He scourged you for your iniquities, but will again have mercy on you all. He will gather you from all the Gentiles among whom you have been scattered.
When you turn back to him with all your heart to do what is right before him, then he will turn back to you and no longer hide his face from you.
So now consider what he has done for you and praise him with full voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness and exalt the King of all the ages.
In the land of my exile, I praise him and show his power and majesty to a sinful nation. Turn back, you sinners, do the right before him. Perhaps he may look with favor upon you and show you mercy.
As for me, I exalt my God, and my spirit rejoices in the King of heaven. Let all men speak of his majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Praise the eternal King in all your deeds.
The loyal heart must praise the Lord.
The loyal heart must praise the Lord.
Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp. With a 10-string lute, sing him songs. O sing him a song that is new. Play loudly, play with all your skill. For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and fills the earth with his love. By his word the heavens were made, by the breath of his mouth all the stars. He collects the waves of the ocean, he stores up the depths of the sea. Let all the earth fear the Lord. All who live in the world revere him. He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, it sprang into being. He frustrates the designs of the nations. He defeats the plans of the peoples. His own designs shall stand forever, the plans of his heart from age to age. They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own. From the heavens the Lord looks forth. He sees all the children of men. From the place where he dwells, he gazes on all the dwellers of the earth. He who shapes the hearts of them all and considers all their deeds. A king is not saved by his army, nor a warrior preserved by his strength. A vain hope for safety is the horse. Despite its power, it cannot save. The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. In him do our hearts find joy. We trust in his holy name. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Nourish your people, Lord, for we hunger for your word. Rescue us from the death of sin and fill us with your mercy, that we may share your presence and the joys of all the saints.
The loyal heart must praise the Lord.
A reading from the book of Zechariah. I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and petition, and they shall look on him whom they have thrust through, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and they shall grieve over him as one grieves over a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem shall be great. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
When you have lifted up the Son of Man, says the Lord, you will know that I am he.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When you have lifted up the Son of Man, says the Lord, you will know that I am he.
Let us pray. Praise to Christ, who has given us himself as the bread from heaven. Let us pray to him, saying,
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Lord, feed us at the banquet of the Eucharist.
With all the gifts of your paschal sacrifice,
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls.
Come to strengthen us.
Give us a perfect heart to receive your word,
that we may bring forth fruit in patience.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Make us eager to work with you in building a better world,
so that it may listen to your church and its gospel of peace.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
We confess, Lord, that we have sinned.
Wash us clean by your gift of salvation.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
We pause in silence to remember our own petitions. We pray to the Lord.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant us, we pray, O Lord, perseverance in obeying your will, that in our days the people dedicated to your service may grow in both merit and number. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
John and Glenn are coming right along with Morning Air in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I will see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. You go out now and make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.